The home of Cambridge music.
Cambridge 105 Radio. Good evening and welcome to the highlights coverage of Cambridge Band Competition 2024. The third heat took place at the weekend on Saturday the 16th of March. I'm Rebecca May and over the next hour we're focusing on Heat 3 of the Over 18s. You'll hear backstage interviews with all of the bands from myself and Emily Jarvis, plus live recordings of each band performing at the Portland Arms to really give you a feel for the event and the talent that Cambridge and the surrounding area has to offer. Plus, we find out who will be joining Iona Sky and local hotels at the final, which is held at Cambridge Junction next month. The first act to perform was Jordan Maureen, who had a bit of an explanation ahead of her set.
So before I start, I thought I'd just give a little bit of background to me and the set. So when I was a child, I was 15, I was very torn between like wanting to be a performer and then doing something sensible like science. And I remember as a kid watching Ant and Dec's Saturday Night Takeaway and then X Factor being like, I really want to be on that stage. But unfortunately at the time, I just didn't have the confidence, and probably to be honest, I just didn't have the skill to be able to do it. So I ended up going into medical school, finishing all of that, and unfortunately completely failing at keeping up any singing, performing, music. Like, I just lost it. So the reason why I'm telling you this is because basically I started songwriting about 9 months ago to kind of help process a lot of, like, unresolved trauma, et cetera, from the pandemic and stuff. And it's been, like, one of the... I don't know, I wouldn't be... The person I am here now is not who I was back then, and it's partly through music, and so I'm really grateful. I really hope that you guys have that equivalent in your lives. So, that being said, in terms of, like, songwriting for therapeutics, we have chosen 4 upbeat songs because we want you to have the best time ever. So shall we just crack on with it and open up the night? Yeah. Okay, so this first song is a reminder that, like, sometimes you meet people that just bedazzle you, but actually they're not really, they're not very good. Maybe they use you and abuse you, it's just not great. So hopefully you've never had this experience, but if you have, the song's for you, and it's called Mr. Manipulator.
I can't really tell why I'm feeling so spellbound by you. We've both been through hell, but hell ain't so bad with you. I must like the danger, cause you're still a stranger, but somehow I just know that you won't let me down.
3, 4.
Somehow I didn't recognize the warning signs. Guess I was naive to believe in fairy tales and perfect lies. But you got what you wanted. Yeah, yeah. Use me for the clout. Your reputation's tarnished. Yes, it is. While I'm full of self-doubt. Pieces of me have been scattering far and wide. Into the graveyard wherein lies those broken hearts you try to hide. I thought I was missing out, cause society said lock you down. But now that you're through, I'm in need of some therapy. Yeah, yeah, Mr. Manipulator. Da-da-da. Said you would see me later. Disappear forever. Da da da. Mr. Manipulator. Da da da. You know how to shine so bright it almost hurts. Where you go, they stare like you're the last diamond on earth. But without the light, you find it really hard to keep up with your facade. Guess that's why you kept me around just long enough to recharge. And you got what you wanted. Yes, you did. Use me for the cloud. Your reputation's tarnished. While I'm full of self-doubt. See, to me you've been scattering far and wide. Near the grave, you're wearing lies, those broken hearts you try to hide. I thought I was missing out, cause society said lock you down. But now that you're through, I'm in need of some therapy, Mr. Manipulator. You would see me later, oh, oh. But you disappear forever, na na na, Mr. Manipulator. Pieces of me have been scattering, right in that graveyard with all of those broken hearts. I wish I thought has said now, cause now that you're through, I'm in need of some therapy. Na 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 na. Whoa, 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 whoa. I wish I'd not listened to what society has said.
Hi, my name's Jordan Maureen. I am a singer-songwriter, originally from Wolverhampton, but now based in Cambridge.
A really great set. You've just opened for Heat 3 tonight of the Cambridge Band Competition. How do you feel after your performance?
I feel like I'm so happy and just like elated. It's just been such a fun experience, even the whole lead up to it, and then to finally actually get to do that in front of a crowd, and it's really great that there's so many people that came. So yeah, I feel happy.
I think people forget that there's a whole like rehearsal and making your set list and then the sound check today. So
oh,
yeah, a lot to it.
Yeah, there's been like, I mean, if I think back to when the songs were written, it's been like months in the making. So I think when I found out I was doing it, then it was like, oh gosh, let's get a band together. We need to think about the arrangements for the songs, because when they were first written, they were only piano and vocal, and then just practice. So it's been like couple of months that we've all kind of got together. I'm really happy with how it's gone, and these boys are smiling, so that makes me happy.
And how did you meet?
So our guitarist Theo put a ad out on Facebook, Cambridge Musicians Circle, like over a year or so ago, for people to do like casual jamming. And so that's how we met, and that's how I met our drummer Hugh, and then we have another bassist that we know. So we have a band that we do cover sets with as well. So yeah, that's how we met.
In terms of writing your music, you sort of mentioned how it's mainly like life and life experiences that you write about.
Yeah.
But what is the process like? How do you sort of get an idea and then it comes to
It's
a
really
song?
Interesting. It's normally when I'm like, normally to kind of like release any kind of emotion, I'll go onto my piano and I'll start playing. And sometimes I like hear melodies normally first. So I'll hear melodies or I hear lyrical ideas. And so the melody and lyrics tend to come first. And then I'll just quickly like grab my phone, record it, and then start playing on that. And then the chords kind of come gradually after that, and sometimes it's really organic and it can come together in like a couple of hours, and other times, like the last song, I've been working on it probably for like 6 months, so it really is hit and miss.
And who would you say influences you in terms of other artists?
I mean, my favourite artist has got to be like Alicia Keys, just in terms of her voice, her musicianship, like her songwriting and ability to tell stories. But right now, who I'm really obsessively listening to is Ray, who just won like 6 Brit Awards, like iconic.
And where can we find out more about you?
You can go to my Instagram, Jordan Maureen Music.
One, two, three, four. into your eyes, know what it takes to make you smile. Tonight is worth waiting for. I'm someone you won't forget, living rent free in your head, always leaving you wanting more. So go on, pull me closer, let me strike a close figure. Tell me, how long can you stay up for? Ready, set, go. Can you match my flow? Don't be taking it slow, I want the afterglow. The sunrise feels like we're floating on cloud nine. Cupid's flying through the air. My mind is playing tricks on me, thinking about what this could be. Do you wanna go again? I'm someone you won't forget, living rent free in your head.
Two tracks taken from Jordan Maureen's set at the Portland Arms. Great to get to know her a little bit better as well. The next hour is packed with live music, so let's continue. The second act of the night was Lorenzo Wildcard.
Gossiping on the stock market. When are you wasting my time? Oh, now you're messing my life. This all pretend is not true. You waste the cool after all. Oh, now you're messing me. Stop right. I know you're wasting my time. Oh, now you're messing my life. Well, that is. You wish tomorrow buys into tune. No tickets for who I'm sure. For God's sake, I am over you. Oh, I'm over you. Set the time to look around and see it's not at all what I am longing for, yeah. It's true, I listen to every word you said, but now I'm tired of the cheap of the line. Well, it didn't need to go free. But all you do is needing, gustinating, gustinating on the stock of me down. Why know you're wasting my time? Oh, now you're messing my life. This don't pretend is not true. You was the cool after all. Now you're missing me. Stop right. And now you're wasting my time. Well, that ain't enough of your wisdom. I don't buy them to choose. No tickets for who I sure. For God's sake, I am over you.
Oh, I'm over you.
But don't you think things have now gone too far? I guess they should show it for me. But all you do is need and go through it and go through it. And I'm gonna stop in your girl. What now you're wasting my time? And now you're messing my life. You don't pretend it's not true. You went to cool after all. And now you're missing me. Surprise. And now you're wasting my time. And now you're messing my life. Why did I have your waste? The motorbikes and tattoos. The tickets for who I saw. For God's sake.
Hey everybody, my name is Lorenza Walkart, and tonight I played here at Portland Arms for about all the bands Cambridge, and we had a fantastic time. We really enjoyed it.
If you could tell us a bit about how you got started in music, if people are hearing your tracks for the first time tonight, yeah, tell us about how you started.
My journey in the music industry is actually quite recent, and I'm not the kind of person who would have ever gone to a karaoke or played or sung in front of anyone, no. But a couple of years ago, I was going through a really difficult time, and I had a guitar, which I'm kind of self-taught, but I just put the fingertips along the neck of the guitar, and whatever sound I like, I just give it a name, so I don't even know the name of the chords. And I wanted to put on paper what I was going through, so I wrote this song called You and I. And I recorded myself on my mobile phone. And then within a couple of hours, I had done that, and I sent it to four friends. And then 24 hours later, I was approached by a music producer. And weeks later, I was flown to Spain into a recording studio. And then it all started from there. I ended up in actually Cambridge 105, a new music generator, where I was a number one for 19 consecutive weeks out of 20. And then suddenly a radio station in Texas contacted me. Would I like an interview? Would I like an interview? Yes. Because then I took it seriously. I thought, well, I never thought I was going to be a singer-songwriter, but you know, maybe I can do this. And so I ended up writing songs. The musicians approached me. Would you like a drummer? Would you like someone to play bass for you? And they're, you know, it just happened. And last year I dropped 5 singles, one remix, and all of them have been gaining a lot of attention, and they're in the indie charts in Canada, America, Australia, all around Europe, and it's just like absolutely crazy. And now I'm working with this amazing guy, Pierce Mortimer, at Headline Music Studios, and he just produces amazing people like the Jamiroquai band, Deep Purple, and I love working with him. And every time I go into the studio, it's like second home. I absolutely love it.
That's so good to hear. And you mentioned that you've got a new song coming out, and you actually played that tonight. We'll hear it in just a second. Could you tell us about it?
Yeah, so I got a new single coming out. The exact date is still to be seen, but it's going to be in May. So Rise and Ride, it's a song about following your dreams. I use an analogy with surfing. So it's a bit like when you're sitting on the shore and you're looking out at sea and you see these waves, and sometimes they look so daunting and they look so big and frightening. And the idea is that, well, this is what you came here for. You have to rise up, go to that wave, and then when the time is right, you're going to have to ride that wave. So it's about following your dreams and really not giving up and believing in yourself and going for it.
Yeah, a really great message. I feel like sometimes we all need reminding, you know, to just push forward and do what we want to do.
Well, funny actually, because I was meant to release Rise and Ride in January, but in the end I thought I could release it with New Year's resolutions, but then I thought about it and I thought, no, because I'm going to release Love and Cast, which I released in January, and I'm going to leave Rise and Ride later on in the year when people have had all these ideas about, like, yeah, this is what I'm going to do this year. And then February comes and they started to doubt themselves. And then by the time May comes, they're like forgotten about it. And this
summer's
is like,
on the way.
Yeah. And this is really to say, yo, do you remember those dreams that you had in January that you said, you know, you were going to do? You're going to have to do them. Stick with them. Just fight with them.
I love that. And where can we find you online? Find out more about you.
I'm everywhere. So basically, if you Google Lorenza Wildcard, you'll find me on all social media platforms, and I'm very active as well.
Oh, rise, rise. so pitiful. One serve you well. Don't you know it's time to wake the beast in you? Stand up right now. Gotta catch a wave. Take your chance. Be brave. Show anyone a brave girl. One more. What's up? What's up?
Big energy from Lorenza Wildcard. If you like the sound of her set, then make sure you're following her online. Her next single is out in May, and if you're based in or around London, well, she's playing a gig at the Fiddler's Elbow on the 12th of May. Live music coming up from Miguel Zambujera and Sakara, but right now, here's Matt Thompson.
What is left for you and I? Celebrate the darkness of our lives. I'm totally spellbound by you. You're scallywag from Withenshaw, a portrait in delusion on the night watch. Totally spellbound by you now. Come the rapture, come the reverie, a wanderlust delusion. Oh, the night was totally spellbound by you. I'm blown to the four winds, suffered for my sins. Oh, my wife, I'm spellbound by you now. How could I ever let you go by, my lover? Lost in these beautiful spells I'm under. On and on, girl, on and on, girl. You're mine to lose, you're mine to lose. On and on, girl, on and on, girl. You're mine to lose, both happy losers. Well, I'm spellbound wherever the stream flows. Spellbound wherever the love grows. don't you know she's a girl? She just saved my world from the dark night of the soul. Yes, she did. You'll know when you're spellbound, brother. You'll know when she blows you away. On and on, girl, on and on, girl. Your mind to lose, your mind to lose. On and on, girl, on and on, girl. Your mind to lose. Bon fair, fee lose, hey. What is left for you and I? Ties it by the carcass of our lives. I'm totally spellbound by you. The boy with a broken heart underneath the reins on the night watch. Totally spellbound by you now. Close your eyes, open your heart. There's a boy who's calling your name. On and on, girl, on and on, girl. Your mind's on and on, girl, on and on, girl. Your mind to lose, bon fair, be lose, hey. Well, I'm spellbound wherever the stream flows. Spellbound wherever the love grows. Don't you know she's a girl? She just saved my world from the dark night of the soul. Yes, you did. You'll know when you're spellbound, brother. You'll know when she blows you away.
Hello there, my name is Matt Thompson.
So you've just come off stage after a great set. How was that for you?
Yeah, it was absolutely amazing. I love the Portland Arms. It's a great venue. I've seen recently acts like John Bramwell, Stephen Fretwell, who I'm big fans of. And yeah, it's just got a lovely, warm vibe, supportive crowd. And, you know, seriously, we need to continue to support grassroots music venues. And that's one of the reasons I love playing here.
Definitely, I think it's so important. You mentioned the Portland Arms as being such a great venue. How do you feel about the Cambridge music scene in general?
I've been in Cambridge for 6 years now. And I used to be very much a folky kind of singer-songwriter, acoustic player. And I kind of felt like I did the folky scene. But I think there's a whole other kind of poppy, rocky scene that's actually not traditionally associated with Cambridge. So I'm really looking forward to exploring that side more, having come away from that singer-songwriter thing, going more electric and getting more of a bigger sound.
So you mentioned kind of going electric and kind of come from a folk background. If you had to kind of describe your sound, how would you describe your genre and your sound in altogether?
I would say electric northern pirate folk tales.
I love that. That's a good line to go by.
Yeah, so, you know, it's very quirky. I'm very, it's kind of like, some of it's quite rappy, poetry to music kind of thing. I'm very influenced, very heavily influenced by that kind of rapping poetry style. I know Yard Act are very big proponents of that at the moment.
Is there any artists in particular that you cite as big influences?
Everyone would cite Dylan, wouldn't they? But the two guys I mentioned previously, John Bramwell, probably known as the most highly rated British songwriter that nobody knows about, and Stephen Fretwell, who disappeared off the face of the music scene for 14 years and then returned last year with a fabulous new album, Busy Guy.
And how did you yourself get started in music? How long have you been playing?
So I started playing the guitar when I was 19, trained as an actor. I was an actor for 25 years. Now I'm a primary school teacher at Hatton Park Primary School in Longstanton, a brilliant school. And yeah, just over the years, playing the guitar, writing poetry, and then just decided to put them together and get out there, get gigging.
It sounded great. It might be a bit of a hard question to answer, but if you had to pick one of your favourite songs that you played tonight, what one is it, why, and could you tell me a bit about the meaning behind it?
I think it was Reuben, although I don't think I played it very well tonight. I was a teaching assistant at a special needs school, and we worked in a cafe. And the boy, Reuben, works in the cafe with me. He had autism, was obsessed with Elvis Presley, used to sing at the top of his voice all the time. Just a lovely, lovely boy to work with. And he just left such a big impression on me. And I think those true songs from a real life experience, they always seem to come across better, and people people seem to connect with them more because they know it's come from a real place.
Yeah, definitely. And so if we like the sound of that song, we like the sound of you in general, where can we find you?
Yeah, so all the usual places. So my recent album released in September, Matt Thompson, Songs for a Northern Monk, available on Spotify, iTunes, and yeah, everywhere else. So,
Reuben, do you feel blue? She's crumbling around you. And Reuben, when you feel sad, I'll be the best friend you ever had. We'll call in on a Reuben day, rumbunctious your own way. Well, let me introduce myself. I'm the Elvis of mental health. They call me Reuben, yeah, that's my name. He colours only cryptic words, jitterbugs, brittle birds. In the scally bells, Reuben sings. In this cafe, he's many things. Mammalian in flight, go will the wind, curl a kite. He's a spectrum in a flame. Yes, he's rock and roll, you know the name. They call him Reuben, and he feels no shame. Ah, if only you could ever see the world like. If only you could ever see the world like. If only you could ever see the world like Reuben Verlaine. Reuben, I've been thinking about you, and I pray you haven't changed. I'm the kid invincible Reuben Verlaine. Yeah, Reuben, I've been looking out for you, dancing through the rain. I'm the kid invincible Reuben Verlaine. I'm the kid invincible Reuben Verlaine. I'm the kid invincible Reuben Verlaine. Yeah, Reuben took your pain away, rock and go lightly. Reuben changed the game today, rock and go lightly. Rock and go lightly, he said. Yeah, Reuben took your pain away, rock and go lightly. Reuben changed the game today, rock and go lightly. Rock and go lightly, he said. So Reuben, if you feel blue, I'll cross the rains to find you. And Reuben, if you feel sad, I'll be the best friend you ever had. We'll call in on a Reuben day. We'll rock and roll the sun way. Me and Reuben and the king. In the scally bells we'll sing. Remember Reuben, and we'll feel no pain. Ah, if only you could ever see the world like. If only you could ever see the world like. If only you could ever see the world like Reuben Verlaine. Reuben, I've been thinking about you, and I pray you haven't changed. I'm the kid invincible Reuben Verlaine. Reuben, I've been looking out for you, dancing through the rain. I'm the kid invincible Reuben Verlaine. I'm the kid invincible Reuben Verlaine. I'm the kid invincible Reuben Verlaine.
Thank you very much.
The home of Cambridge music.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
And hello again, and we're back with the fourth act of the evening. Please give a big hand for Miguel Zambujera.
Song's called Cold Hearted.
You started to get, but you lost your way. It took what you could without giving your care. You were so convinced that you had it all. The higher the rise, the harder the fall. She gave you her all, and now you want her to have and to hold. Oh. But it took you too long. Take your heart from the cold. Focused on your own heart. Never stop to look back what was wrong from the start. Words you had done and then it's on your head. And truth be told, you never even. From you as much as you gave to her own. Now you want her to have and to hold. Oh. When it took you too long, take your heart from the cold.
Yeah, my name is Miguel Zambujeda. I'm a singer-songwriter from Portugal originally, and I'm based in Cambridge.
So you've just come off stage at the Portland Arms. How was that for you? The crowd loved you.
Yeah, it's like playing a gig at home, but I was a bit nervous because playing in the Battle of Bands without a band, just with the acoustics, I was a bit like dreading a bit of that feeling. But like, yeah, having friends coming over and having a great crowd, it makes it totally normal, and like, not normal in the sense of like, it's nice and you feel a bit better. And it was great, honestly, yeah.
It sounded really, really good. I really enjoyed it. How does it feel to kind of compete in the band competition?
Yeah, I never looked at music as competition because I used to play football and I was very competitive. So I kind of shied away of being competitive in the music. Kind of, I don't see it. But it's a good opportunity to meet other people and to get it. And that's kind of like the idea that I had, because I never done anything like this with my own music. So it makes it always feel a bit like it's like your children. And you kind of like, which one's your favorite? You kind of have to cut it down. But at the end of the day, it's fun. And you get to see so many people and meet other people, meet other artists.
So who are your musical influences, if you had to pick some?
Oh, gosh, the question of the century. Oh, this is such a hard question. I listen to almost anything that I can get my hands into. I started off with Pink Floyd, of course, from Cambridge, and like Queen, Led Zeppelin, all of those like big rock things. I also have like a cover band called The Shipwreck Crew. And I started off with this, but then I branched over to like Foo Fighters, Paramore, then like recently artists that I love. Tallest Man on Earth is big influence. Madison Cunningham, if you guys don't know, it's new, but she's amazing. But then even artists that are like smaller that you don't really get, like Catherine Pretty from Birmingham, she's amazing folk artist. And all of those, like anyone quirky, has like brings music to a different level and kind of keeps it real.
A little bit of everything. So how long have you been playing music, and did you teach yourself guitar? How did you kind of get into that?
So I started off, my first memories of actually liking music was about age 4. I started like listening to Pink Floyd and Queen and trying to sing that, being Portuguese, not knowing a word of English. You can know that my sister hated the guts out of it. Then at 11, I put in my idea that I wanted to play guitar. No one in my family was music. So I wanted a guitar. My grandmother gave me 50 euros each and I bought one guitar and never put it down. Kind of self-taught mostly. I went to conservatory later. I only did half a year. I wish I could have continued, but they were playing like classical. I wanted to play rock and all that. So I mainly got self-taught since age 11. I'm now 29, almost 30. But I've only started writing songs and singing when I was about like 21, 22. And the EP was recorded back in 2020.
You mentioned an EP. What is that called? And where can we find it? And where can we find you if we like the sound of you tonight and we want to find out more?
Yeah, so the EP is called The Missing Piece. And as I said, it was released in 2020. This was my first ever recording, and it's the four first ever songs I've ever wrote. But yeah, you can find it on Spotify, iTunes, Deezer, or whatever they put out. If you write my name on there, you can find it. I'm trying in the process of getting like people to start producing my newest songs and trying to get into those bigger venues and things. So if you want to follow my Instagram...
It's been a pleasure. I want to say thank you again to all the staff, to Sobriety Fair, to Battle of the Bands, for everyone that came in, my friends, the football team, everyone else, the new people, all the other acts have been amazing, and I'm pretty sure everyone's going to be. So thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure playing for you. And this is actually the first song I've ever written about home, and it's called Take Me Home. So if you do know the lyrics, join in. It's goodbye for me, so thank you. I've been here a long time. Yet I've been here for so long. It's time to come back to you, Lord. I'm done running alone. I miss your scent and your voice. They always stayed in my head, whispering all the memories, the greatest that I ever had. So take me home, just take me home. Take me home, wherever you are, you're my home. I wanna feel the touch of your hand, like a feather caressing my face. I miss you, Lord, in a smile, girl. I miss you every day. So take me home, just take me home. Take me home, wherever you are, you're my home. Wherever you are, you're my home. Wherever you so much. Good night.
Really enjoyed Miguel's set. Exciting to hear that he's working on new music. I often see his name popping up on event posters, so I'm sure there'll be lots more opportunities to see him live in Cambridge. Right, there's just one act left to perform.
And now, please welcome the final act of tonight. Please give a big hand for Sakata.
Oh, wow, I like the sound of that. I mean, I was going to say that I thought this time of night everyone might need waking up, but it sounds like you're already wide awake.
What do you expect me to say? A little bit of inspiration, start off your day. I ain't got no pearls of wisdom, gotta understand. Hold too tight to your potential, it turns into sand. Wake up, this is reality. And break up with who you could have been. Wake up, this is reality. And that was just a dream. That was just a dream. Expect me to do? And stuck inside a circle's got me singing the blues. Why does this happen to me every time? Take me back, oh, take me back to when I was nine. I'm losing my mind. Wake up, this is reality. And break up with who you could have been. Wake up, this is reality. And that was just a dream. That was just a dream. Don't tell me things I don't already know. There's a reason I ignore it and go with the flow of promises and perfect lies and all the things you ever tried. Cleaning out the cupboard and clearing out a thousand lives. Wake up, this is reality. And break up with who you could have been. Wake up, this is reality. And break up with who you could have been. Wake up, this is reality. And break up with who you could have been. Wake up, this is reality. And that was just a dream. It's just a dream. Thank you very much.
Hello, I'm Sakara.
How was it performing at the Portland tonight?
It was really great. Everyone was very supportive. And the sound guy, Chris, like, did a really good job. I felt like I sounded good. And if I feel like I sound good, then I think I sound better. Because it like means I'm enjoying it.
And who inspires your music? Is there anyone who particularly inspires you?
I never really know who to say because I grew up just like listening to pop CDs that I bought in supermarkets. So I feel like I learned to write songs like listening to Taylor Swift and Rihanna and whoever was around in like the 2000s. But now I listen to like folk artists like Grace Petrie and Olive Plug, and I really love their work, and I really like people like Tracy Chapman, you know, the classics.
How long have you been playing for?
I mean, I've been writing songs since I was a child, and just singing them. So like I did a song unaccompanied tonight, and that's just like, I feel so comfortable doing that because I didn't learn to play guitar till I was 18. So I was just very used to like learning these songs and just like yelling them in my house.
I really liked that choice of you choosing that one song not to play the guitar with. Was that an intentional choice? And could you just tell me a bit more about that?
I think it really suits that song because it's kind of about folklore and stories about like selkies and sirens and mermaids, and it feels very much in that sort of folk tradition that I'm not overly familiar with but somehow find myself falling into, of just like telling, using songs as stories and just singing them and just using your voice. And I think it like gives me that space to just express myself without worrying about chords and structure. And it feels theatrical almost, even though it's just me on my own. So yeah, I really enjoyed it.
You mentioned kind of your songwriting process being about feelings and stories. What does your songwriting process look like?
It varies, and I find it quite interesting because sometimes the songs turn out different depending. My most common thing is I'll just sort of have a phrase or something that I will just start maybe singing to myself while I'm doing something, and so the words and the melody are kind of together, and then I will, you know, do the classic thing of rushing for the phone. I really don't know how I would have notated anything before phones. I remember when I was younger, I used to write out the words in my diary, and then I go back to it, and the melody would have completely changed by the time I finished it. Whereas now it stays a bit, you know, truer to what it started off as. So,
and if people want to see you live or want to listen to you, where can we find you?
I'm on social media, so I'm Sakara D as my username on most things, and so D is my middle name with a couple of E's on the end. And I'm not on any streaming platforms as yet, but I'm hoping to release something later this year, and I'll probably just be under Sakara. So yeah, just, I suppose, keep an eye out.
The way that we tell stories really interests me, and in a lot of these tales, we see the perfect, youthful, feminine form, and then we say that these creatures are incredibly dangerous. And I think that that's very interesting, and often relates to maybe the way that we see people in the real world. It's almost like you can't win. But yeah, so I wondered how does it feel? How does it feel to be that creature? And maybe, like, why would you go there? So yeah, make of that what you will. But the only thing you actually need to know is that this is a song called Ocean's Daughter. Oh, and that I'm not going to be playing the guitar. And the path seems gentle beneath your feet as the river beside is growing deep. It draws you down to where the waters meet, and from the softest sand there is no retreat. And the sun sets over the water, you're drawn in by the songs of the ocean's daughter. Everyone sees me in the perfect light, but I'll drag you under, I'll ruin your night. Thunder sounds as I take your life. It's like my daddy says, I am the selfish kind. Your mother raised you on stories of fairies that hide in the woods, folklore laced with warning, and that'll do a young man no good. In the arms of the rising tide now, you wouldn't run if you could. And the sun sets over the water, you're drawn in by the songs of the ocean's daughter. Everyone sees me in the perfect light, but I'll drag you under, I'll ruin your night. Thunder sounds as I take your life. It's like my daddy says, I am the selfish kind. And now you know only the words I sing, and the pearls of water that adorn our skin. Such perfection no man rejects, but there's no affection on your deathbed. And the sun sets over the water, you're drawn in by the songs of the ocean's daughter. Everyone sees me in the perfect light, but I'll drag you under, I'll ruin your night.
thunder sounds as I take your life. It's like my daddy says, I am the selfish kind. It's like my daddy says, I am the selfish kind.
The home of Cambridge music.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Can we have a big hand for Jordan Maureen, who played first? For Lorenzo Wildcard, who was on second. For Matt Thompson. For Miguel Zambujera. And for Sakara. A big hand for Chris on sound, who made everybody sound so good. A big hand for all the Strawberry Fair people involved in making this happen. And lastly, for all the reasons I said before, yourselves. And now, the judges have made their choice, and it was a very, very, very tight competition. And in the end, it came down to just one mark. The winner of this heat and going forward to the junction at the finals, Sakara, please come to the front of the stage. You're the winner.
Thank you for listening to the highlights coverage of Cambridge Band Competition. A huge congratulations to Sakara, who goes through to the final alongside Iona Sky and local hotels. Heat 4 takes place this Saturday at the Portland Arms. Have a good day.